Hello, this is Tim Wright from St. John's Church, Birkdale, and this is the talk for the 5th of March. And today's talk was written and delivered in church by Reverend Roy Doran, and I'm going to read this on behalf of Roy. And we're in a series at the moment where it's a Give It Up for Lent. And today we are going to talk about giving up lacking in confidence. So the message today is all about us giving up lacking in confidence. And the first question really is whether or not any of us ever actually lack confidence. Well, I'm sure that we all do lack confidence at some point or other in our lives. And today's reading is taken from Psalm 118, verses 1 to 9 and then 22 to 24. And that will set the context for today's talk. We're going to start with 1 to 9. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his love endures forever. When hard pressed, I cried to the Lord. He brought me into a spacious place. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? The Lord is with me. He is my helper. I look in triumph on my enemies. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in humans. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than trust in princes. So do we ever struggle with the pressures of everyday life? I think the answer for every single one of us is yes, of course we do. At some point in our lives, all of us face some kind of pressure. It's fair to say that some of those pressures are of our own making because of the decisions that we make. But it could also be that pressure is put on us because of circumstances, because of things that happen, or in fact by the actions of other people. And what do we do to cope with these pressures and these stresses? Well, what can we take from these verses to encourage us to look at things and then put them in some kind of biblical perspective? Well, the passage that we've just read, let's just start off by looking at verse 1 to 4. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his love endures forever. These four verses, they repeat the same phrase and they give us a real insight into the answer that perhaps we're looking for. And we can read of the fact that when we love the Lord and he has a rightful place in our lives, we will discover that really, we're never alone. His love and mercy are all that we need to face the issues that we do face. Because the good news is that as Christians, we do not face those strains, those stresses, those pressures. We don't face them alone. God is good. And this is reason enough for giving him thanks and praise, because goodness is the very essence, the very nature and the very character of God. There are many people in our world today, aren't there, who either claim to be good or who are proclaimed by other people to be good. But as Christians, we know that as human beings, we all have our faults. But it's the Lord who is consistent, because he is goodness in reality. There is nothing that isn't good in him. And if this is true, and I believe that it is true, then we can turn to him in confidence. Whatever the psalmist says is true. Confidence that it's true, because his love endures forever. The psalmist used that phrase four times in four verses. God wanted us to hear it. His love endures forever. When we look into the Psalms, we can find that the psalmist uses this term, his love endures forever, because of the experience that he has had. Because why would you use such a phrase if it wasn't true, or just one of many experiences? We need to be reminded that these words were, and even are today, used for a very special reason. And it's because God has made a covenant. He's made a promise with his people. And God never, throughout all of history, has ever broken that promise. Why? Because it's not within his character to break his promise. Because if he broke his promise, then we could no longer trust him as God. We can be confident that the Lord God is always reliable to his promises. Now let's hold on to that truth and look at why in our lives it doesn't always feel that way. Well, firstly, it may be that on occasions our problems seem bigger than our God's promises. We can sometimes say things like, well, you don't understand, Lord. It's really bad. You don't know. Oh, that really is in Christian terms, a foolish statement. Because God, who created us, knows us better than we know ourselves. There is nothing that is bigger than our God. Secondly, if it's true, then what can we do to try and put things right? Verse 5 says, cry to the Lord. When we do that, we put God in his rightful place and we put ourselves in our rightful place. It's then that we can experience the gracious hand of God guiding, helping and strengthening us to face whatever it is we need to face, knowing that he will never ever leave or forsake us. Because if God did leave us, then that too would break his covenant, break his relationship that we have with him. And God never ever breaks his word. And then thirdly, verse 6 declares that the Lord is with me, so I will not be afraid. As a result of this verse, we can be encouraged and our confidence should grow simply because we are reminded here that he is with us. We can and we will triumph over whatever we face. And then fourthly, man, this is an interesting phrase that it's useful for us to remember. Man plus God is a majority. Man plus God is a majority. Because when God is in your life, then no matter what you face, it will never be bigger than the Lord you serve. So putting things into the right perspective is the key to us growing in confidence. It's important that we stop for a minute and ask ourselves honestly, who is it that's holding the reins in my life? Who is it that's controlling our lives? Who is it that's guiding our lives? Is it me or is it the Lord? He is the cornerstone. When you get the cornerstone built correctly in any building, it's the strongest point of the building, then the rest of the building can find strength in that cornerstone when the storms arise. And it's the same with our relationship with God, because he can be our cornerstone and he will sustain us when the storms of life come our way. And they will come our way from time to time. The writer in the Hebrews put it this way in chapter 4. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let's hold on to the faith that we profess. For we do not know a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but we have one who has been tempted in every way just as we are, yet without sin. Let us approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace in our time of need. And as we bring this talk to a conclusion, let's just go back to Psalm 118 and look at the last couple of verses, which I hope you will remember when you face struggles in your life. These last two verses say, "You are my God and I will give you thanks. You are my God and I will extol you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." So as we look in this series about giving things up for Lent, today we've concentrated on giving up, lacking confidence. Stop lacking confidence. Be encouraged instead and build up your confidence in the one who died for you and who was raised up again. And remember one phrase from this morning as well, that man plus God is a majority. With him, we can be confident about facing the future. Amen.